Parker, Reel 6. Yes, you were telling me about the hidden children, Claire.
The hidden children. Which, they say, they are still hidden children. And they will be until they live. Now, it's the same with me. I didn't want it to say I'm Jewish or that. I didn't want it to talk about it. I was in concentration camp. And this is saying to me, until I live, this experience keeps me a child. Because I had no child, the growing up time between being a child and a grown up. So I feel I'm always going to be a survivor, and I'm always going to be, in a way, not very willing to disclose what happened to me. And as I'm saying what happened to me right through, I never went into it before, because I find it very painful to go through on it, because I'm not talking about the place where people see now. When I'm talking about these places, I remember when I was there, how it was looked like. So, this center for the survivors is very important, because everybody would like to say now what happened to them, because their grown-up children want them to say it, and they start talking about it. I think they can't go on very long because they break down, men and women alike. So in a way, to go through it now, I recognize the remark somebody said, they are really hidden children always. I will be an inmate of Auschwitz until I live, because I can't possibly I can't possibly feel it's any way easier to think about it than when I was there. And same thing, my life stopped when I was arrived there. And I suddenly grown up. But I hadn't got years between to grow up. And unfortunately, I had this terrible feeling when I see all the people who would be as old as my mother. Why couldn't she still be walking and talking and be among us like these other people at that age? It's very hard. It's not kind to feel this, but I feel this person is a privileged person, anybody who is as old now as my mother would be, and she's still living a reasonably good life. I can't tell you, this is a horrible thing to say, but this is my feeling. I don't know why I have this feeling. And I was talking to a lady in the center who is from Poland, and she says, when she sees her children and her grandchildren, because she's older than me, come to the age when she was in Auschwitz as well, she felt she can't be as good mother or grandmother. She should be, because she had no experience to receive the care and attention as children usually receive it. So we are survivors. We are not very good parents, because we don't know how to be parents. It's the truth. I'm not the only one who feels that way. So the center is really important, because have been discussing these matters, and men and women alike feel that way. It means you don't find many religious among us. It means this experience destroyed us as human beings. So this German government, what is supposed to be doing, at least the pain, the life of people they're taking away, is nowhere can be compensated. But people who is so poor and entering on this sort of experience, and their life is never going to be the same, like without this experience. It should be some kind of office who make it sure, because some of the survivors manage to have some education to be able to have some job to make a decent living, so their pension, the work related pension, is enough for them to live reasonably. Or the survivors who didn't know about it to ask for it in the beginning, or the offices will make it sure they get in paid. This money, what they paid, was helping them to make a reasonable living for themselves. That's fine. But these survivors like me, and I'm not the only one, who live on £58 a week, it should be some kind of arrangement. So these German commitment they signed, it should be carried out. Because 50 years later, I'm still the same person. They denied to pay because of not contact them in giving time. Well, how you can give a giving time? Because everybody's life is different. If you don't live among in a busy city where you can hear it from one another, if you don't hear it from not reading the paper. I haven't had that sort of life. I was working all the time. But I don't know whose fault it is. It was available for 5 years to fill the form, and was only once said on the radio that it was something wrong with the administration. And now there is so many people ask for it. Who is saying survivors like me, who is very poor, never had a penny from them. Their 50 years anniversary, instead of saying they are so good, they want to come to England to take part in the celebration, they should just stay there and celebrate to show, really, they are so different now. So they are glad to get rid of the old regime. They can do it in their own country. And how about pay the survivors for the 50th anniversary?
Well, Claire, that's a note to end on, and thank you very much.
Who would be interested on to ask them? And who would be interested to answer it? Why these poor survivors not to give some kind of chance to live on to the end of their life?